Chapter 19. Jehoshaphat rebuked. King Jehoshaphat of Judah returned in safety to his house in Jerusalem. Jehu the seer, son of Hanani, met King Jehoshaphat and said to him, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? For this reason, wrath is upon you from the Lord. Yet some good things are to be found in you, since you have removed the sacred poles from the land and have been determined to seek God." Judges appointed. Jehoshaphat dwelt in Jerusalem, but he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the highlands of Ephraim, and brought them back to the Lord, the God of their fathers. He appointed judges in the land, in all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city, and he said to them, "Take care of what you do, for you are judging not on behalf of man, but on behalf of the Lord. He judges with you. And now, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Act carefully, for with the Lord our God there is no injustice, no partiality, no bribe-taking." In Jerusalem also, Jehoshaphat appointed some Levites and priests, and some of the family heads of Israel, to judge in the name of the Lord, and to settle quarrels among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He gave them this command, "You shall act faithfully and wholeheartedly in the fear of the Lord. And in every dispute that your brethren living in their cities bring to you, whether it concerns blood guilt or questions of law, command, statutes, or judgments, warn them lest they become guilty before the Lord and his wrath come upon you and your brethren. Do that, and you shall be guiltless. See now, Amariah is high priest over you in everything that pertains to the Lord, and Zebediah, son of Ishmael, is leader of the house of Judah in all that pertains to the king. And the Levites will be your officials. Act firmly, and the Lord will be with the good."